Interestingly, the first halacha, the tour, as well as the Shulchan Aruch mentioned in Hilchos B'Kecholim, does not pertain to a chayla at all, but rather it's something which pertains to every one of us, and that is, v'olam yispal adam shleyechla, a person should always, constantly, be davening that he shouldn't get sick. Why is that? So the Torah continues, quoting the Ramban, that it's much easier for a person to dispel and successfully be mispal, that he should not get sick, rather than mispal once he already has become sick, to become better. Why is that? So the Ramban explains that basically similar, you know, in similar concept, a guy goes to court, he's standing before a judge, and the judge can decide what type of sentence to give the person. So you can argue before the judge, you can make various arguments. Once the verdict is reached, and once there's a clear verdict where a person is sentenced to go to jail or something else, and he's under the effect of such a verdict, to change that, once it's already set in stone, is much, much harder than to persuade a judge in the first place not to give such a sentence. Now, when it comes to Kadosh Baruch Hu, obviously there's no difference, there's no difficulty for Kadosh Baruch Hu, greater or lesser degrees, but Kadosh Baruch Hu runs the world with a certain operating method, and that is that generally, he likes to keep things as far away from the nase as possible, keep things derech hateva. When a person is healthy, there may be a gzera, they should become sick, but if he's spal kara, he can change that gzera far more easier, with far more ease, than if he already is sick. To cure himself takes much more effort. So a person on a daily basis should spal, thereby if someone says, you know, for anyone, this one illustrates, not just the tefillah, for the other people out there in the world, that they should become healed, people we know of who are sick, people out there who we don't know about, one should actually have in mind that he himself should maintain his health, one should maintain one's good health all the time, and not come to a situation where one is sick. A similar concept, the Shulchan Aruch continues on a different note, but the same idea, that somebody with a chayla, the halacha is, at least in the standard case of the Shulchan Aruch, one should not go visit a chayla during the first 3 days where he is taken ill. Why is that? So the Rishonim say the reason why is because not to establish that he has a name as a chayla. What does that mean? It means the person is sick. He ends up in bed. If we go to visit him, then the news spreads, everyone knows, now it's established the person is sick, he's in bed and he's stuck. The more we do that, it has an effect on his ability to become healed easily. Now, certainly again, when we spell, we do what we can to help him out. What's interesting is, you know, many people have a shayla. When someone becomes sick in a family and people don't know about it, there's a very sensitive shayla which comes up very often, and that is, should they spread the news to other people and let them know that they are sick? On the one hand, there's a tremendous benefit to sharing the news with other people, and that is because the kayach tefillah, where, again, at the end of the day, we're a functioning unit of Christ all together, and we have the power to pull through for each other, and by telling other people of our tzaras, which we find in many places in Chazal that we're supposed to share with other people so that they can come forward for us, they can spell for us, and the tremendous power of the tzibur to come together. On the other hand, there's also a factor which is worth bearing in mind, that the more it becomes mefursim and established, somebody is sick, al pi darchei Hashem yisbarach, it can be harder to achieve that refuah. And therefore, there's a concept where, again, there's a place where maybe wise not to share the news. Now, in each personal case, obviously, it's a very sensitive question, and someone has to be very familiar with each, you know, rather than be familiar with a personal case for such a psak, what one should do. What's interesting here is, Shulchan Aruch is saying, even in the case where somebody already is a chayla, and we know he's a chayla, it's not a secret, we know he's a chayla, even so, one shouldn't go visit him right away because doing so would firmly establish he's a chayla and make it more difficult for him to be healed. I don't know practically how that would apply as far as the first 3 days. Generally, we don't have the same, you know, things work a little differently in many of our scenarios of a chayla. But the same type of idea, one lechayra would surmise that if, you know, there's a rumor someone is going for testing, he's not sure, and we know that somebody is potentially sick, and it's not yet established, not yet out there, for us to go around and spread the news to other people that the person might potentially be sick, we'll be doing a tremendous disservice to the person, because by doing so, it will make it harder for the tefillah to be miskabel and harder for him to have a refuah shleimah.